Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. You're making me laugh, Tommy.
Sexy Tommy, we got you laughing. Girl, sexy Tommy, do that to you. Buckle up and hold on tight. Hold on. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Let's go. Be still. Subject. Thank you, nephew. Subject. I'm falling in love with a dancer. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a great guy for almost 2 years. He's a 52-year-old EMT and personal trainer, and he's in tip-top shape physically. He has a past that I overlooked when I met him. He used to be one of the most popular male strippers in our city, but he retired from dancing in his early 40s because he was about to get married. He's divorced now, and he's paying a lot of child support for his two kids, so he often teases that he needs to go back to dancing because it pays so well. He knows that it is very awkward when women stare and point at him whenever we're out because they have seen him naked and probably have rubbed all over his body. He assured me that it was all in the past. I trusted him up until I saw a duffel bag in his closet with satin boxer briefs, two leather G-strings, a cowboy hat, and accessories.
God!
There was, a card with a QR code to pay extra for lap dances and pictures, and there was a link to book a party. He admitted that he's back to his old tricks. He said he's in business with two other guys to do private parties, and they're going to make a killing because the market is so hot right now. Then he said that he's really doing it so he can buy me an engagement ring. I told him that I'd be crazy to marry a stripper. He broke up with me, and after me trying to apologize for 5 days straight, he came over and he poured his heart out to me. He said he'll stop dancing if I want him to. He's my person, and I want to marry him. But what about all the women that he's going to be grinding on? Should I let him keep dancing or ask him to stop? He said he'll stop if you ask him to. But this is really not a decision that Steve and I should be making for you. It's not. This is your decision. The questions you should be asking him are, maybe this will help you make up your mind, can he really ever stop stripping? I mean, he stopped in his 40s and now he's 52 and he's thinking he's doing it again, but only for private parties. You know, another question, is he a good man? Does he do what he says he's going to do? How long is he planning on dancing? Maybe if he had a stop date or something, will he stop if he gets enough money for the ring, supposedly? Will you ever be able to fully trust him? Is this really just about the money to get the ring? These are questions you should ask him. Is he sleeping with any of his fellow strippers? That's a big question. Any of his co-workers? Why didn't he tell you that he went back to stripping? Why did he keep it a secret?
Where did what come from? You said, is he sleeping with any of his coworkers?
Yeah, if he goes to the club or whatever, is he sleeping with any of the women? I know he's
mean customers?
Yeah.
Not coworkers. Shirley. Coworkers is the other two dudes.
Yeah, or if he goes to the club and they strip
with... Okay, I got you.
All right, and, can you really honestly see yourself married to a stripper with these women pointing at him when you guys go out and all of this? I don't know. I don't think you'll be happy or have any real joy in your life until he completely stops dancing if you stay with this guy. And that's not going to happen anytime soon, it doesn't look like. So in my opinion, you guys are not ready to take that next step to get married. Steve?
Well, I'm falling in love with a dancer. That's the name of the letter. So let's just go get to this thing. I had questions throughout the letter because of the information I was getting. So I'm going to question this letter as we go. Mm-hmm. I've been dating a great guy for about 2 years. He's 52-year-old EMT. Personal trainer. He's in tip-top shape physically. Congratulations, brother. That's what I'm trying to get to. Mm-hmm. He has a past I overlooked when I met him. He used to be one of the most popular male strippers in our city, but he retired from dancing in his early 40s because he was about to get married. Now, let's stop right here for a minute. That's a lot to unpack in this sentence right here. He's 52 now. He was one of the most popular male strippers in our city. This has got to be a small town. I'm just telling you right now, this is a letter from a small town. I have proof. He retired from dancing in his early 40s because he was about to get married. He's divorced now, paying a lot of child support for his 2 kids. So he teases he need to go back to dancing because it pays so well. He's 52 now. Now listen to me. I do believe you could be 52 and still look good and be in shape. But I'm 67, so it's going to sound like I'm hating. So let's use the two people on this show that's closer to 52. Tommy is 57, and Junior, how old are you?
46, huh?
Junior is 46, and Tommy is 57. Both of them are closer to 52 than I am. Now, I'm going to ask the ladies on this show, would you pay to see Junior or Tommy strip?
Absolutely not.
No. So you're going too much.
Would you pay to see Junior or Tommy strip?
No. A hard no.
You can stop asking. No.
Yes.
No.
Either one.
Y'all mean this. Y'all show y'all mean this now.
Either one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, be honest about this.
No question. And I love you guys, but I don't want to see you stripping.
Don't do this because we public. Don't do this.
Right, so when we come back, we'll figure out why anybody wants to see this one strip.
Part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm falling in love with a dancer. We'll get back into it right after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm falling in love with a stripper.
Well, like I said, It's a lot in this letter. He's dating a great guy. He's 52-year-old EMT, personal trainer, tip-top physical shape. That I believe, I bet the brother's solid. Congratulations, dog. He's a pass I overlook. He should be one of the most popular male strippers in our city. This is a small town. Nobody gets the title of most popular male stripper unless you in a small-ass town. All right, let's just go on and get that. He retired from dancing in his early 40s because he was about to get married. He divorced now, probably because he didn't stop dancing. And he's paying a lot of child support for two kids. So he teases that he needed to go back to stripping because it pays so well. Now, my question was when we left is he's 52 now. He retired in his early 40s. Now, I'm going to sound like I'm hating because I'm 67. So I used the two examples that was closer to 52 than I am on the show. Junior, who is 46, and Tommy, who is 57. I immediately asked the ladies, would they pay to see Junior or Tommy strip? They laughed very hard and said, it's a hard hell no.
We need to take calls on that. We shouldn't take calls.
We'll take calls on the cool. And then he knows very well in the arcade. They've seen him naked and rubbed all over his body because they be going out and they see women pointing at him whenever we out because they done seen him naked and probably rubbed all over his body. He assured me it's in the past. I trusted him and here we go. Till I saw a duffel bag in his closet with satin boxer briefs, two leather G-strings, a cowboy hat, and accessories. Now, Tommy said before we left on the break, he would look cold in that cowboy hat. I would like to tell y'all that if Tommy put that cowboy hat and come out on and strip, you're going to think you're looking at Toy Story. Here's Woody.
This is my favorite kids movie of all time.
Little Tommy in that cowboy hat. He cold when he put that cowboy hat.
I don't want that.
You're gonna be
visual.
Sitting at the strip club watching Toy Story. Junior gonna come out as that little, what's it, little hippo in the Toy Story?
The little hippo. Toy.
Yeah, Junior gonna come out. So we'll be actually be watching Toy Story.
Oh, God.
And then QR code to pay for extra lap dancing pictures, and there's a link to book a party. Well, he got busted, so he admitted he's back to his old trick. He said he's in business with two other guys to do private parties, and they gonna make a killing because the market is hot right now.
Hot.
Hey, I might need to get back
in. But when you 52 and you go back into a market that's hot, once again, we in a small town. Bring your 52-year-old ass out here in Atlanta, New York, if you want to. You're going to find out you ain't nowhere near as fine as you thought you were. Because they're going to have them young stallions dancing around. Boy, that's got it going on.
I mean.
Then he said he's really doing it so he can buy me an engagement ring.
Aw, that's crazy.
I told him I'd be crazy to marry a stripper. He broke up with me, and after me trying to apologize for 5 straight days, he came over and he poured his heart out. Told me he'll stop dancing if I want him to. Yeah, because you know what happened? They booked a gig. See, he 52. This what happened. After he broke up with you, he booked the gig.
It didn't work out.
He went out there and found out they wasn't hollering for his ass like they was when he was 40. They was raising their hand having questions.
Like what?
Sir, did your hip just go out, sir? Sir.
We need some ice.
So now he done came back to you after he went and booked a gig and said, baby, I'm going to just go and quit dancing. I was out there looking like I was in Toy Story. It ain't what it was. I put that leather G-string on and I ain't had it on since I was 40 and it ain't fit no more. And I was sitting up there looking like I was butt naked.
Because you couldn't see it?
Yeah, because stomach is hanging over the top of the G-string, so now I just look like you got some tape on the front of you and ain't nothing in the back.
He's still in shame.
So he said he'll stop dancing. He's my person, and I want to marry him. But what about all the women that he's going to be grinding on? I don't think you got to worry about that too much because he's 52. I don't think he's the stripper he used to be. I think you can go on and marry him. I think he had a short-lived career, and I think when he came out and everybody thought it was Toy Story, I think that might
have. Stop!
That might have saved him. Should I let him keep dancing or I ask him to stop? He already said he would stop. So why don't you let him show you that he'll stop? See, listen to me, ladies. Here's an opportunity to make a man let himself prove himself. Don't ask him to stop. He said, I will stop. Then you said, okay, then you should just say, show me who you really are. What you want to say, Tommy?
I just want, you say, I'm...
Wait, I'm sorry. What you want to say, Woody?
Okay, you saying he not big city stripper ready, you know, not big city.
He's small town.
So what city do you think I can possibly strip in? What city is good for me that I'll be accepted?
Hurry up.
I'm thinking like Brunswick, Georgia.
Listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.